Hello, and welcome again to Not Just a Rainbow Podcast. Today, Catherine is as usual with you, and we are going deep into the next uncovered topic. I hope you enjoy my project and please share my podcast with your friends. It will help me to discover new topics about sex and relationships. Okay, let's start. Imagine the scenario. After a passionate moment of intimacy, the person who was just holding on to you tightly is now pulling away. They suddenly have no interest in any form of physical connection. As they retreat to the shower, you are left holding onto a damp pillow, questioning why they didn't want to stay wrapped in each other's arms for a comforting embrace and conversation. Perhaps it's possible that you're the one taking a shower in the situation. No need for any criticism. Each person responds differently in the moments following an orgasm. Surprisingly, this topic has now become a growing field of academic research. In the past, studies mainly centered on post-coital dysphoria, which refers to the undeniable feelings of sadness, anxiety, and irritability that can engulf us after a sexual experience. And then a groundbreaking study by Andrea Burry and Peter Hilpert, passionate sexologists from the Institute for Sex Counseling and Sexual Sciences in Zurich, suggested that we should consider calling it postcoital symptoms instead. They believe that it's a range of emotions, including mood swings and fatigue, that are mainly caused by a decrease in interest after reaching sexual climax. The pair interviewed 223 women and 76 men, requesting them to respond to a fundamental group of 21 inquiries on the subject. An astounding 94.3% of the individuals displayed signs of postcoital symptoms since they began their sexual journey. Surprisingly, 46.6% mentioned that these emotions were equally prevalent after self-pleasure as they were after engaging in sexual activities with others. It's heartbreaking to think about how much of the research in this field has been centered around the male anatomy. The focus on the penis, specifically the time it takes for a man to get an erection again after orgasm, shows just how much importance has been placed on this one body part. The difference in refractory periods based on age is truly staggering, from just 28 minutes for an 18-year-old to a whopping 20 hours for a sexually active man in his 70s. It's a stark reminder of how much pressure society puts on men and their sexual performance. Fabrizio Quattrini, a passionate psychotherapist, sexologist, and lecturer in clinical sexual disorders at Italy's University of L'Aquila, firmly believes that both genders are impacted by stimulation. It's not just men who experience hypersensitivity of the genitals after orgasm, he explains. Some individuals have a hypersensitive clitoral gland that requires specific stimulation to feel pleasure. Just like men with their penises, they may not be interested in any additional stimulation afterwards. The outdated gender stereotypes that society still clings to, such as men only wanting sex and women being overly attached to their partners, are preventing us from truly understanding the emotional toll of post-sex blues. Filippo Maria Nimbi, a psychologist and sexologist at the prestigious Sapienza University of Rome, is shedding light on this phenomenon as a biological response. Let's break free from these harmful stereotypes and embrace a more empathetic and understanding view of human emotions. Nimbi passionately believes that women are instinctively driven to keep their partners close for security during pregnancy, while men seek to impregnate multiple women for the survival of the species. However, this outdated perspective fails to recognize the complexities of human relationships. It is time to move past traditional gender norms and break free from harmful stereotypes. It's devastating to think about how stereotypes may have already deeply impacted our collective sexual fantasies. We often find ourselves playing roles in the bedroom, reacting in ways we think we should, rather than what we truly desire. This dynamic is present in all kinds of sexual relationships. According to Quattrini, this can be traced back to our lack of proper sex education in childhood and adolescence. Without understanding the connection between emotions and sexuality, we struggle to navigate the intense mix of feelings that arise after sex. This disconnect can lead to a mismatch between our expectations and our actual experiences in the bedroom. So, how do couples navigate a situation where one partner experiences postcoital symptoms more than the other? Well, according to Quattrini, the key lies in communication. It's crucial for partners to ask each other questions like, "How did this all begin? Has it always been this way? Have we ever discussed it?" These questions can help shed light on the situation and bring awareness to any potential issues. If these symptoms were never present before, it could indicate that something is missing in the relationship. On the other hand, if they were present in the past but not anymore, it may be a sign of something lost along the way. It's important to always understand how the couple is progressing and evolving together. The professionals I talk to stress the importance of embracing what we could consider positive sexuality. It's not about expecting every sexual experience to be perfect, but rather about accepting and enjoying it without any biases or criticisms, even when dealing with post-sex anxieties like rushing off to take a shower. That's all for today. I hope this episode was useful for you all. Do not forget to share my podcast with your friends, and see you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.